from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome once again in the Savior's name. Yes, welcome to our 15-minute gospel program where we simply let the Bible speak. If you've been a regular listener to our broadcasts, then perhaps you haven't as yet written to us. Well, no better time than the present, and I hope that this week we'll be receiving a letter from you. Maybe you're tuning in for the very first time this morning. A special word of welcome to you, and I trust that you too will become one of our regular listeners. The Reverend Ivan Foster is our preacher today. As regular listeners will know, he's been doing a series in the Gospel of Mark, and here he is.
Good morning. Here's a rousing, old-fashioned start. It's the hymn, Stand Up for Jesus, and it's sung for us by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet. Here's how this old hymn should be sung.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall be lead. Till every fall is vanquished, and Christ is Lord in thee. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus, but from that call obey. For through the mighty conflict, in this his glorious day, ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger, and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross, and by his royal banner, it must not suffer
subject this morning is the Sabbath. We're going to read some verses from the second chapter of Mark's Gospel, the last few verses there, beginning at the verse 23. Follow as we read then, and it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? And he said unto them, Have ye never read what David did when he had need, and was an hungered, he and they that were with him? How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Amen, and God will bless this reading from his precious and his holy word. My subject then, as I said, is the Sabbath day. The Savior, in company with his disciples, is passing through fields of corn on the Sabbath day. And his disciples, because they were hungry, and if you look up Matthew chapter 12, you will discover that is why the disciples began to pluck the ears of corn and rub them in their hands, doubtless, and partake and eat of the crushed up kernels. It might not have been the most wholesome of food, but nevertheless food it was, and it would have satisfied their hunger. That's why they were doing this. But their activity was immediately spotted by the enemy, the Pharisees. They were opponents of Christ, as I'm sure you know, and they criticized the disciples. Listen to what they said. And the Pharisees said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? Let me observe with you that the enemy will attack Christ by attacking his people. Dear Christian, if you find yourself greatly criticized by those who have no time for the gospel, take heart. Don't despair, don't be despondent, but rather rejoice, because the enemy of Christ is seeking to attack Christ by attacking you, and they thus pay you a great compliment. They are thus identifying you with the Lord Jesus Christ. Could a disciple ever desire more? Oh, it is a compliment indeed to be identified with Christ by those who are his enemies. It was John Bunyan who oftentimes responded to the much abuse that he had to suffer in his day from the hands of those who were opposed to the gospel, that every time he was abused, he said, I will pin this abuse to my chest as a medal of honor. And of course he was right in viewing the opposition of the enemy in that fashion. So don't despair today, dear Christian. If you find your ways or your words, your every action coming under the scrutiny of those who have no time for God's truth, and if you find yourself the subject of many a harsh criticism, rejoice. They are but trying to get at Christ through you, and they are identifying you with the Savior. The second point I want to make from this portion of God's word is the fact that men would turn God's commandments into burdensome regulations. Sabbath observation, the rules and regulations laid down by God as to the proper observation of the Sabbath, was made for man's benefit. The Savior puts it like this in verse 27, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. What exactly did the Savior mean by that? Well, let me put it this way. If we had money, I'm sure all of us would very much like to go along to a shoemaker and say to him, Measure me for a pair of shoes and make them exactly to fit my feet. Now, when we would get them, we would not have some of the difficulties that we encounter when we try to squeeze our feet into shoes that were made for, well, everybody in general and no one in particular. Shoes that are made for us fit us exactly. The shoemaker has taken account of the odd bunion and so forth and the swellings here and there, whereas the shoe that is just put on the shelf to be purchased by anybody, it doesn't take account of these things. And we have to squeeze our feet into them and hope that eventually the shoe will take on the shape of our foot. Now, the custom-made shoe, that's made for man. The shoe that's just bought over the counter of a shop, that hasn't been made for us, and we have got to fit ourselves into it. Now, God made the Sabbath for man. And if it is rightly observed, it will bring great benefit and great blessing and great peace and great comfort and great delight to the child of God. But you see, man rebels against God's regulations, and as well as that, there are those who come along and they attach to God's law their own notions and their own views, until that which is called the religion of Christ has become a burdensome thing. And throughout the world today, many look on Christianity, and what they see is a perverted form of Christianity. Man has added so much to it, it becomes a burdensome thing. It's not the delightful message of the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ, but it has become just another religion, with its many, many rules and regulations that man must squeeze himself into, and which renders unto man no comfort whatsoever. Oh, I tell you that this instance here before us is an example of what man will do when he puts forth his hand to God's truth and begins to change it and alter it according to his notions. There was nothing wrong in what the disciples were doing, though the Pharisees considered what they were doing to be wrong. But what they were doing was not contrary to the law of God. And I want to just conclude by noticing with you how the Saviour answers these critics, and he does it from the Word of God. He says unto them, and I like the way he does introduce his answer in verse 25, "Have ye never read what David did?" Have ye never read? These Pharisees, you know, prided themselves in their knowledge of the Bible. But the Saviour points out to them that they knew nothing at all of the Bible. Have ye never read what David did? And he recites an incident in the life of David when David was on the run from King Saul and was hungry, had nothing to eat. And when he came to the tabernacle, he asked the priest who was in charge of the tabernacle, Abiathar, if he could have the showbread. That was the bread that was laid up in the tabernacle by commandment of God, and which was not to be eaten by anybody but the priest. But because David was hungry, the showbread was used to satisfy David's hunger, and quite rightly so. Oh, how well the Saviour knew his Bible. And listen to me, men and women, if we but knew our Bibles, we would be preserved from the falsehoods of men that flourish today. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT536PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT536PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.